Legends 92.9 now brings you Lyrics and Legends with your host, Gary Ware.
Well, the program you're listening to is Lyrics and Legends. We got another session coming up this week in the studio. I've got my old sidekick, Buck Weatherby.
Hey, and I am proud to be here on this show. I'll tell you, I've been a fan of this guy, Augie Myers, for a long time. I was disc jockeying when I first heard Augie pounding the keyboard.
That old Vox keyboard. Yeah. And yeah, this one, we talk about the program being Lyrics and Legends, and you know, sometimes we have to say it's a little more lyrical because it's not quite as legendary, but I think this week we're going to cover that legends part pretty well. So.
Hey, you want me to officially introduce
introduce our guest, because I can tell he's ready.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've got Augie Myers on the air with us. Augie, how you doing?
And I'm doing fine, man. You know, I couldn't get any better. I'm blessed.
We're so glad to have you on. It really means a lot. You know, I send out these things sometimes to people to do interviews, and sometimes I get replies and sometimes I don't. And you guys answered back and said you'd be glad to do it. We want to talk a little bit about, man, you've been in the music industry for, what, since the 50s, I suppose, huh?
It was about 50. I started playing when I was about 56, 57. I'm not years old, but I mean back then. About 1956, 57. Somebody asked me the other day, so when are you going to retire? I said, from what?
Kind of like Willie's old line, I play golf and play music. Which one am I supposed to retire from?
I heard a great story the other day. Is Toby Keith was playing golf with Clint Eastwood, and he asked Clint, he said, man, how do you keep doing everything you do? As busy as you are, you're like 87 years old. And Eastwood says, I just don't let the old man in.
There you go. You know,
yeah.
Hey, Clint's only 10 years older than me. Yeah. And I don't know, somebody asked me the other day, said, tell me about the good old days. I said, hell, in the good old days, I wasn't good and I wasn't as old as I was.
Well, you and I are about the same age, Augie.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I tell you, I tell everybody all the time, if I'd known I was living this long, I'd take better care of my truck.
We're glad to have you on. Your background, you grew up in the San Antonio area, I guess?
Yeah, I grew up in San Antonio. My mama had a grocery store, and Doug's parents used to trade at the grocery store, and he came with them one time. He had his guitar in the back seat. I said, man, I play a little guitar and a little piano. And he said, well, I'm playing in a band. I got a band. And he played on the lap of Hank Williams. You know, he played with Hank Williams when he was like, he played fiddle back then. With Hank.
Now, Doug is Doug Somm, who was in the Sir Douglas Quintet with you back in the early days, correct?
No, well, we started out in the late 64. Remember the Dave Clark Five?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they came to town, you know, and then my band opened up, and then Doug played in the Dave Clark. And they were going to cancel because they didn't have a Vox organ. I owned the first Vox organ in America.
Wow.
I've seen many videos of that box.
He said, you and Doug got long hair. Y'all know each other? I said, yeah, since we were little kids. He said, why don't y'all put an English-type band together? And so we did. And, you know, Doug came up with Sir Douglas, and I came up with a quintet. And we had three Spanish guys in the band with us, you know. And I remember Huey Moe saying, man, y'all got to go talk English now because y'all got an English sound and everything. And I remember our drummer saying, hey, I thought, man, I'm singing the best English I can, man, you know. That's how it started. But Creedy Lopez on national television when we were on, he said, man, I can't lie on national television. These guys are from my home state, Texas. You know, I remember Doug looked at me and said, man, we just got busted.
Yeah, you guys for a while pulled off the biggest sting going on in the British invasion.
Oh, yeah.
I think one of my favorite videos is that it's a real early video of you guys doing She's About a Mover, and you're playing that Vox organ in the background, and Doug's singing.
Shaking my head. You remember singing that?
Yeah, oh, shaking that head.
Was
banging that Vox.
I think I was disc jockeying in Oklahoma City when that came out, you know, and everybody said, oh, man, another great English group. You know, little did we know at that time you were all from San Antonio and had three Spanish Americans in the band.
To give everybody a little idea of where we're going, we're gonna play this song, She's About a Mover, from the Sir Douglas Quintet. With you can listen to that Vox organ playing there in the background. And we'll be back in just a few minutes to visit with Augie Myers.
Well, she was
program's Lyrics and Legends. That song we just listened to, Buck, was She's About a Mover, and that was the Sir Douglas Quintet. What year would that have been?
I remember that one. I think I was a disc jockey in Oklahoma City back in the
former life. I think that was in 1964. On the phone with us from San Antonio is Augie Meyer. Augie, we're back. Talk a little bit about that song. You said you guys had to change the title on that.
Well, the original title was called She's a Body Mover. And you couldn't put that on the radio back
then. Not in the 60s.
In the 60s. Actually, if you look at Desi Lou and Lucille Ball, they had to sleep. Everybody had to sleep in twin beds. You couldn't say the word pregnant on television back in those days. I mean, look how times have changed, you know?
Oh, yeah. Big time.
So you guys hit the charts with She's About a Mover in 64.
Actually, late 64, early, you know, beginning of 65, you know. Then we did all the national TV shows, whatever one. I mean, we did Mike Douglas. We did Playboy After Dark. That was Hugh Hefner.
Really?
The show.
Oh, yeah.
So how long were you guys together with that Sir Douglas Quintet?
Well, you know, we stayed all together. I'm going to be honest, we got busted late 65 and 66, and we couldn't leave Texas for 3 years. We got busted for two joints, and we were facing 7 to 10 years in a penitentiary back then. But the judge said, man, you know, y'all got to kind of hit record. What we're going to do, man, we're going to give you 3 years probation, but you got to come to my court in Corpus. Before you get in my courtroom, you got to cut your hair. But before you cut your hair, my daughter's a big fan of yours. We couldn't go places. I mean, you know, I got kicked out of school in 1957 for long hair, but I wouldn't dissect a frog neither in biology.
Right.
Back then, man, we couldn't go to the restroom. My hair was too long. My wife's dress was too short.
Oh, those were different days.
But it was fun. We stayed around here till 1969, and we went to We moved to San Francisco, the whole group, and then we started. We did Mendocino, which was a big, big hit for us. All it did was get us out of debt. Then we stayed together, and in 1971, 1972, Doug said, "I want to play jazz." You know, and I said, "What?" He said, "Yeah, I'm going to go play jazz for a while." So I got me and my band together. I had a group called Lord August and the Visions of Light.
That sounds like a San Francisco title.
Yeah, you know. So we did that for a couple of years. And Doug called me and said, "Man, let's do this. Let's go to Europe." And so we did a song. Well, I did a song called Hey Baby, Que Paso. And it became a pretty big hit. And then Atlantic Records bought it. I bought it back from them. They didn't do nothing with it. And then Warner Brothers called and said, "Why don't y'all put a super group together, like a Tex-Mex thing?" So we got Freddie Fender and Flaco Jimenez. That's where the Tornadoes came in. And all we did was use the same rhythm section from the Sir Douglas Quintet.
All right.
Wow.
So did you write She's About a Mover? Did you and Doug write that?
Doug wrote the words, and I just kind of put the music on with the box and stuff.
Oh, okay. And then Mendocino, is that the same setup there?
Yeah, same setup.
All right. We ought to take a minute and listen to Mendocino. Let's do Mendocino by the Sir Douglas Quintet, and we'll come back and visit with Augie Myers in just a few minutes.
Yeah, because I want to ask Augie that story about when he was a kid and they tied him a rope around him and tied him to a piano leg. You know, yeah. I want to hear your version of that story, because that's how he got to play in the piano.
Well, let's listen to Mendocino, and then we'll be back to find out about Augie being tied to a piano leg. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Teeny bopper, my teenager, I caught your wind last night, it's in my mind to wonder. You're such a groove, please don't move, please stay in my love by the rear. Fast talking guys, strange eyes, I put my hands in your head, it's all your mind to wonder.
programs, Lyrics and Legends. Buck, I'll tell you what, I think we have good ones, and then we stumble onto another great show, and I think this
one's gonna be good.
On the phone with us from San Antonio, Texas, is Augie Myers. In the studios, Buck Weatherby. Buck, you kind of let us out there in the Mendocino about Augie being tied to a piano leg.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong now, Augie, but I think as a child you had polio, isn't that right?
I didn't walk till I was almost 11 years, 10, 10, 10 and a half, 11. Then I wore a brace for about a year and a half. And
but the best, understand the story, the best you could walk, you kind of like to wander around, and I think your grandparents were kind of taking care of you at that time, and so to keep you from wandering around, they tied a rope around you and then tied the other end of the rope to a piano leg. Is that right?
Yeah, I couldn't walk, so I crawled everywhere. So my grandfather had this guy lived down the road about a quarter of a mile from his farm, and it's this thing, Hedrick, Texas. I don't know if you ever heard of it. It's a real small it's a real small village where everybody knew everybody, and everybody knew what everybody was doing, but they still read that paper on Sunday to see if they got caught at it.
Well, we're in a similar town, so still.
Yeah, that sounds like Chamberlain.
Anyway, my grandfather, he'd take me over there on the wagon and the mules and pick the guy up, and then give me a pie pan with some sandwiches and a jar of water, and then tie my leg. I took on the rope. It's about a 6-foot rope, and tied around my leg. And my leg of the piano, and my left leg, so I couldn't crawl off. And they had a piano. Now, we used to have in San Antonio early in the morning called a Henry Guerra Farm Report. My grandpa used to listen to that on a little transistor radio, battery radio. I remember getting up in the morning. My grandparents were Polish, and they said, "Yeah, this is my day, moi boja." My grandmother said, "How do those people get up so early in the morning drinking? They must be drunk, singing like that, never thinking that there was a record, you know." But I'd pick out songs on the radio. And then when I get over there, they had a piano, and I just one finger. I had polio on my left leg and left hand. My right hand, I'll just pick out notes and songs, and that's how I learned to play piano.
Tied to a piano leg.
Wow, what a story.
Now, let me tell you, this is a true story. And a lot of doctors tell me, "Oh, man, that's an old wives' tale." But my grandfather cured me. We couldn't drink our well water. It had too much iron content. And so they had a big old cast iron thing out there. My grandmother and the village out there, they'd go to church. My grandmother was real religious, if you want. She used to tell me, she's the one taught me religion. She used to say, "You better pray that stain comes out of the rug." Anyway, no, it's a true story. And they, you know what mud daubers are?
Oh yeah. We have those. Yeah, so
all the village in the church over there, we had about 8 or 9 bushel baskets of mud daubers, and they take a half a bushel basket of mud daubers and a well water and put it in together on a fire outside and make a paste and put it on my left arm and left leg. And then wrapped it with cheesecloth. Did this every other day for years. And then every other day, twice a week, they had a lady came over and rubbed my arm with alcohol and rubbed my leg with alcohol for 10 cents an hour.
10 cents.
Or 2 hours a day on doing that.
Wow.
And I started walking. I don't know if that had any effect on it. I have some friends of mine in Louisiana. He had polio on his left hand and left leg also. And he's a piano player, Mike Murphy. And he's real crippled now. And his left hand is getting away from him. He can't play piano with it no more. When you get up in the 70s, you get what they call post-polio syndrome. And I'm kind of feeling it in my legs. It's a little weak, you know. But I'm blessed. I'm still walking.
Well, just rub some alcohol on them.
There you go.
Yeah, mud daubers.
Well, let me tell you, no matter where in New York, I lived in Sweden, all country in California, Frisco, and Alaska, everywhere I live, there's a mud dauber's nest over my door.
Wow.
My wife, Sarah, here says, she said, "Why are all these mud daubers around?" I don't know. They'll show up. And I mean, I don't know. That's weird. That's a omen, I guess. You know?
That's pretty wild.
And when, Augie, when you did several recording sessions, and I think you did several a tour or so with Bob Dylan, didn't you?
Well, he wanted me to go on the road with him. I did several albums with him, and Time Out of Mind and what's the other album?
Love and Theft was another big song.
Those were his biggest selling albums. And we met Bob way back in the 60s, so we've been friends and always friends with him. And he's an unbelievable musician. And we become good friends. He always tells me, "Augie, I want you to come to Florida or from New York, where, and bring your magic box."
Magic box.
That's what he called a box organ.
Yeah.
Let me share this quote from Bob Dylan. This is pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
About Augie. It says, Augie's my man. He's an intellectual who goes fishing using bookworms. Seriously, though, he's a shining example of a musician, Vox player, or otherwise, who can break the code. His playing speaks volumes, speaks in tongue, actually. He can bring a song, certainly any one of mine, into the real world. I love playing with him, going all the way back to the Sir Doug days when he was featured and dominant. What makes him so great is, internally speaking, that he's a master of syncopation and timing. That's something that cannot be taught. If you need someone to get you through the shipping lanes, there's no detours, and it will get you straight through. Augie's your man. So that's pretty good to be having Bob Dylan speak so highly of you.
Now, you had a key part with the keyboards on those big recordings that he had of Time Out of Mind and Love and Theft, didn't you?
Yeah, I mean, I was right there with him the whole time we cut those albums. And one song, Feel My Love, he had two drummers and two bass players in the studio. He said, Augie, if you did this song, you and Doug did this song, what would you do it? I said, well, we'd only need one drummer and one bass player. I said, you write this on a piano or guitar? And he said, I wrote it on a piano. I said, then you play piano. And he said, what are you going to play? I said, I'm going to play a Hammond organ instead of a Vox. I'm going to show you what we'll do. And we did it. And then he said, man, I love this, you know.
What a great song, too.
Yeah, he took this, and then, you know, Garth Brooks did it, and almost the same identical thing the way Bob did it, you know. Then I've done a couple of albums with Tom Jones and Tom Waits, Sweethearts of the Rodeo. Somebody told me that I just played Houston last week, had a big, big crowd, and they said, man, they brought a Sweethearts of the Rodeo record up, and I said, man, I didn't play that. And he said, yes, you did, way back in Vince Gill was on with one of the Sweethearts of the Rodeo back then. He wasn't even married then.
You mentioned a song earlier, Hey Baby Que Paso. I want to get another song in here. Talk a little bit about this one. This is going to be with the Texas Tornadoes. Tell us a little bit about that song, and then we'll play it, and then we'll visit with you a little bit more.
What, Hey Baby Que Paso?
Yes.
But I love Spanish music. My dad used to tell me, he always called me boy. He said, boy, you learn to play that, you go somewhere. And so I always like conjunto music, and I bought me an accordion when Freddie Prinze passed away. Every time a good somebody passed away that I really feel I love, I'll go to the thrift store and find an instrument and buy it and learn to play it. And that's what I did with the accordion. And I wrote this song called Hey Baby Que Paso. I was going with this girl before I got married, and she said, why do you guys play that Mexican music? I said, I love it. She said, I don't. I said, well, there's a door. But she left. And when it came out, it became a big hit. She called me. She said, all my friends, everybody loves that song. I sure like to get a copy. I said, you can buy it at Walmart. She hung up on me.
Oh, that was funny.
Doc, let's listen to Hey Baby Que Paso. This is the Texas Tornadoes. I want to visit with you a little bit about them after this song, so we'll be back in just a few minutes.
Hey Baby Que Paso, thought I was your only vato. Please don't leave me this mozo. Come on, baby, turn around. Let me see your pretty blue eyes. Don't you know that I love you? Please don't leave me this mozo. Hey, baby, que pasó? Thought I was your only vato. Come on, baby, turn around. Let me show you how I feel. Don't you know that I love you? And my corazón is real. Hey, baby, que pasó? Thought I was your only vato. Hey, baby, que pasó? Won't you give me best? vato. Hey, baby, ¿qué pasó? Please don't leave me disappointed.
Program Buck is Lyrics and Legends, man. I think we uncorked a good one here today.
Oh, man, I'm having a good time being here tonight.
On the phone with us is Augie Myers from San Antonio, Texas, and fixing to get in some good stuff. We just listened to Hey Baby, Que Paso, and that was with the Texas Tornadoes.
Now, was Freddie Fender with you on that?
Yeah. He's playing one side and singing a guitar, and Doug used to say, Freddie, your guitar's out of tune. No, it's not, man. I said, no, his guitar ain't out of tune. It's his thumb. Me and Freddie, man, we had a ball. I mean, we'd travel on the highways. When Doug wanted to go play, Doug would always say, I'm going to go play jazz for a while. And so we said, okay, me and Freddie went to Vegas. We played a lot of big casinos for a couple of years, and we get back together. And then Doug died, and you know, it's one of the things, you know. We were talking about Walmart a while ago. Everybody always asks me, I saw you limping there. What's wrong with your leg? And I tell people, man, I was on a horse, and it bust me off. Caught in the stirrups, and I was sitting there bouncing around for about 20 minutes till the guy from Walmart came out and unplugged it. You gotta make fun of, you know, what goes on, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I only got one ear. My right ear's gone, and everybody said, what happened to your ear? And I said, I learned to play piano by ear and wore that one out.
Talk a little bit about you and Freddie and Doug and also Flacco. That Texas Tornadoes, that's always been one of my favorite bands.
Well, we had fun on the road, man. I mean, we had, I don't know how to explain it. Everywhere we went, I mean, we had packed houses and there's some things I can't say on the air, but I mean, they were just funny stories, you know. But Flacco is another guy, man. I mean, we've all been friends probably 45 years, growing up around the same little town. I mean, not a little, San Antonio's used to be a little town. But I mean, we all grew up, everybody knew each other. Doug was coming to my gig, I'd go to his gig, or see Freddie come to me, or Doug, or Flacco would go to Doug's or Freddie. We'd all back and forth. We'd always just jam with each other. So finally, Warner Brothers said, after I bought my contract back from Atlantic Records, because they wasn't doing nothing for my record, and they put a super group together. So Doug said, who are you going to get? And I said, I don't know. He said, let's get Freddie Fender. And I said, how about Flacco? So that's the way it started. Then we used a quintet rhythm section on it, and it worked.
Now, is Flacco still living?
Oh, yeah, Flacco.
Doug's passed away.
We played last year, and Flacco was on this side of the dance floor, and he wanted to walk across the dance floor to get a beer, and he won the dance contest. He got a little back problem, but he's still playing. We're in the studio now. Last month, me and Flacco and the original Tornado Band, we're not together anymore. We're changing our name and everything. We had a little difficulty with Doug's son. He said me and Flacco was too old to groove and play.
So you're going to show them.
Yeah, I think they'll do just fine.
Yeah, so we've got 10 songs cut. We're going to go cut 10 more and probably get back on. We played in November in Hondo, Texas. We did a World Fair there, State Fair, whatever they call it. And then we played in Houston, a big festival, last year in November.
We want to do another song. We need to keep throwing some music in here. How about maybe She Never Spoke Spanish? Talk about that one a little bit.
Yeah, we call that She Never Ate Spinach With Me.
Let's listen to that, and we'll be back in just a few minutes.
I met her in old Mexico. She was laughing, sad and young, in a smoky room where no one could see. Her favorite poets all agree Spanish is a loving tongue. but she never spoke Spanish to me. She was born in Monterey, but all the Christmas songs were sung. The Padres knew what she would grow up to be. Saints and sinners all agree Spanish is a loving tongue, but she never spoke Spanish to me. She never fooled with things she couldn't see. She spoke through all the shadows in her bungalow, but she never spoke Spanish to me. Said if you're from Texas, so where's your boots and where's your gun? Well, I got guns that no one can see. We laughed at that, we both agreed Spanish is a loving tongue, but she never spoke Spanish to me. Well, she never spoke Spanish to me.
The program's Lyrics and Legends got a good one going on, Buck. Got Augie Myers on the phone from San Antonio, Texas. Buck Weatherby in the studio.
Oh, yeah, and it is a blast being here tonight with Augie.
What format do y'all mostly play?
We play the old country. Most of the people we play are dead. But
I didn't want to say that. That's why I asked.
Yeah, we're big on
not afraid
Haggard
of dying. And I just don't want to be there when it happens.
Yeah, we're big on Haggard and Jones and Cash and... You know, we play a few songs of people that are still alive.
We don't do much of the, or any of the newer stuff. We kind of stick with the traditional.
And the old stuff. You know, I got a country album. I don't think y'all have it. It's called Country. Y'all have that one?
I don't think so.
Catchy title.
Me and my wife went to Nashville a couple years ago with it. And Capitol Records and RCA said, man, you know, that's a pretty good record, but that's old country. That sounds like that old Ray Price stuff, not this.
Oh, we need that.
And then when I got up to leave, they said, you going to leave that CD here? And I said, no, y'all ain't going to like it. It's old country. And it is. It's just country. Well, I call it two-step.
Yes.
Texas two-step.
That's our stuff. We got, I think we've got about 700 Ray Price cuts, something like that. So
I knew Goldie, you know, his piano player, you know. I just talked to Bob. You know Bobby Flores?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, he's a good friend of mine. He just called me tonight. I'm going to go in his studio in two weeks at the end of this month. And I'm cutting an album with just me and the piano and violin, no bass, drums, and guitar, no steel, nothing. It's just ballads and stuff like that, you know.
Well, that'll be, and so you've been doing this since 54. How many albums have you been on? Do you have any idea?
Well, I've got about 14 or 15 that I've done. And then, I don't know, I've played with so many different people, I can't even remember all of them, you know.
Oh, after I can just imagine.
After I cut a record, it goes in my record thing, and I just don't listen anymore, you know, go to something else. I've been writing a book for 3.5 years, my autobiography thing, and then I'm writing a comedy book.
I would, I would say you're
in your element there.
Which brings me to a category I wrote down. I kind of made up a list of, I call this classic Augie One of the songs is Velma from Selma.
Oh, yeah, she's a nice lady. we were going to Dallas, and my bus driver said, man, they busted a house of ill repute. But a few days earlier, I'm in the bank, and this one lady said, what do you do for a living? Because I was bringing some money. I said, I write songs. She said, nobody ever wrote a song about me. And I said, sweetheart, what's your name? She said, Velma. And I said, yeah, okay, I forgot. And I left the bank and said, what in the hell rhymes with Velma? And then we're going through Selma, Texas. And my bus driver said, they just busted this house. So that's where Velma from Selma came out.
Oh, wow. Well, let's throw Velma from Selma in here, and then we'll be back in a few minutes, and we'll visit with Augie Myers just a little bit more.
My lover, we did it undercover, but now it's all out in the open. You went and told your brother told your mother told your father beat the out of me. Your father, he told me, he never wants to see me hanging around anymore. Said if he found me, he'd take me up and drown me, making enchiladas out of me. Velma, Selma, won't you please tell me what to do? You won't be my lover, we got some ground to cover, but I sure don't want to be no enchilada.
In the program's Lyrics and Legends, got Buck Weatherby in the studio on the phone, Augie Myers from San Antonio, Texas. We kind of worked up through the Sir Douglas Quartet, and we've done a little bit of the Texas Tornadoes, a couple of songs there. Just listened to one called Velma from Selma.
Yeah. You look Augie Myers up, you Google Augie Myers, and he has a caption. They call him a legendary Texas musician.
Hey, Augie, you ever been Googled before? I think he hung up on us.
Yeah. Kind of.
They also described the music as South Texas soul and also the San Antonio sound.
But y'all know the area around San Antonio, I guess, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
But, I call Dallas a little New York. I call L.A. a little, I call Dallas a little New York, and I call San Antonio a little L.A., and I call Poteet, Texas, a big San Antonio.
Oh, man. Well, that's a good area down there. Now, you still live in San Antonio, you live in the Hill Country, don't you?
I live in San Antonio. My son lives out in Bull Verde. I used to live in Bull Verde. I had a farm out there, 36 acres, and I lived out in St. Edward, too. I had 100 acres out there, but I sold it. The state come and said, you got a fence around, so we're going to have to charge you for raising cattle. I said, cattle need on that ranch ain't nothing. I just lease all the property out to be cultivated. So I just got mad with the taxes and everything. I didn't get that thing where agricultural thing, and I didn't want to go through all that. So I just said, heck with it.
So you sold the farm.
Sold the farm, man.
There's the name of a song. I sold the farm.
Sold the farm.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. No, but my daddy and mama used to raise my grandparents. I call them mom and dad. They raised cattle on it years and years ago, but that was back in the good old days.
What of all the songs that you've recorded, do you have a favorite?
Yeah, probably the one I ain't wrote yet.
Could we play that tonight?
I mean, you know, think about it. I write so many. I write about 3 songs a week, and some of them, I wake up at night. I go to bed and I see myself sleeping, which I am. But I'm watching, dreaming about it, singing the song, and I like what I'm singing. So I get up and write the words. In the morning, I get up and say, "Where'd that come from?" You know. But that's how I write a lot of my tunes. You know.
Wow.
I just write a lot. All day I either write or read. The only thing I watch on television is Family Feud and you know, good
Family
football
Feud. Game. There you go. Talk about a song called De Niro.
I was at De Niro. I was getting gas one night, and this Camaro convertible showed up with a guy and 3 chicks. And I put gas in my car, and he said, "Eva, though, man, you got any extra dollars, man? I'm out of gas." And I said, "Yeah." I looked at him, 3 chicks. He said, "We're getting ready to go to a party, man. We got a case of beer. You want to go with us?" And I said, "No, man." I gave him $5. And then when he went, he drove off and said, "Thank you." And the girls wasn't that pretty anyway. And so I went to my apartment and I wrote, "If you got the De Niro, I got my Camaro." That's how that song came.
I like that because I'm to make ends meet before I do radio. I have a Chevrolet dealership. So I like.
Oh,
the,
you do.
The
no, I tried to go to Chevrolet with that and see if they you don't want to do a.
I think it'd be good for Texas.
It.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I like it. So we'll play De Niro, and then we're going to be back in just a few minutes to visit with Augie Meyer from San Antonio.
If you got the De Niro, oh, I got my Camaro. Just flash some cash, buy some gas, off we'll go. Bring all of your pesos, un completo quebrado. Buy some cerveza, ride up the mesa, watch the sun go down. If you got the dinero, oh, I got my Camaro. Just flash some cash, buy some gas, and off we'll go. If you got the dinero, oh, I got my Camaro. Just flash some cash, buy some gas, off we'll go. Bring all of your pesos, un completo quebrado. Buy some cerveza, ride up the mesa, watch the sun go down. If you got the dinero, oh, I got my Camaro. Just flash some cash, buy some gas, and off we'll go. If you got the dinero, oh, I got my Camaro. Buy some cerveza, ride up the mesa, watch the sun go down.
we're back on Lyrics and Legends, Buck. We think we I said it earlier. I think we uncorked a good one tonight.
Oh man, we might have to do Augie Myers take two in a couple of months. Maybe.
Is there anywhere to play up there? I mean, you know, I do country and I do Tex-Mex. I do old 50s rock and roll, and then I tell a lot of stories and jokes. You know.
Well, I'll tell you what we do. We are now. Are you sitting down?
Yeah.
Shamrock, Texas has a celebration here every year called St. Patrick's Day. And we do it St. Patrick's weekend, and we in Shamrock, Texas are the official St. Patrick's celebration for the state of Texas. Now everything is booked this year because that's in March, but we'll sure talk to you about doing something next St. Patrick
we'll
in
see if we can...
2020.
That sounds like a lot. 2020.
I had to kind of stumble through that.
Can you say that in Spanish?
I hadn't said that in my whole life, 2020.
Y'all got any clubs up there that do karaoke?
You are talking to the karaoke king here.
All right. Well, you know, all I was going to tell you know what karaoke stands for, don't you?
Yeah, what?
Go home, you're drunk.
Yeah. There are some people that can think they can sing at about 11 o'clock.
Well. I remember when I was living in California, one I was staying at this hotel in North Hollywood, and in walked about 14 people. One guy had a cane with a big old, it wasn't a cowboy hat. I don't know what kind of hat it was. But anyway, he walked up the stage, got on the stage, and did two songs, and everybody in there, nobody clapped but his people that came with him, 13 people. And then they left, and I asked the bartender, what's that about? And he said, oh, they come in here. They just go to one place or the other, wherever there's karaoke, so they can do a couple of tunes. And he takes all these people with him in a limousine. Man, what a life.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
We're kind of working towards the end of this interview. You just released a new album, didn't you, Augie?
Yeah. Well, I know I could be happy if myself wasn't here.
All right. I know we're going to want to do that one because I have that one on my list. So talk about that a little bit.
Well, it's just you ever heard of Johnny Olin, the name? He had a song years ago called Candy Kisses. And Johnny was from San Antonio, okay. A mentor of me and Doug. And we grew up knowing him. Then he moved to Vegas. And then he was at the Hacienda Club for years. And then he retired and became a law officer in at Arizona Charlie's. And he was there for about 6 years. And every time me and my wife would go to Vegas or was there with Freddie or playing, we'd always go hang out with him for a day. And he said, always come to Augie, why don't you record my song? And I did. I recorded it last year, and I'm putting an album out. The album's out now, and it's doing real good. And I called him to tell him I caught it. I recorded it, and I want to send you a copy. And his son wrote me back and said, Johnny passed away in his sleep. Month ago.
Wow.
About one when I was recording it. So that really brought me down. But the album's doing good, and I'm excited.
The song's called I Know I Could Be Happy If Myself Wasn't Here. Did I get that correct, Augie?
All right. Are you going to do that song?
We're going to do that one. Yeah.
All right.
Then we'll be back in a minute to visit with you a little bit more.
Walk out the door, but I know I can't believe her, not ever anymore. She cried like a baby, she was down on her knees, and I know I go crazy if I don't get up and leave. There's too many heartaches, too many tears. I know I could be happy if myself wasn't here. She was gonna love me and do me right, but all we ever did was fuss and fight. I kept on telling her I wasn't happy. She said, shut up, boy, she's gonna haul off and slap me. There's too many heartaches, too many tears. I know I could be happy if myself wasn't here. We'll be right back.
time we met. I knew something was wrong, but I couldn't put my finger on it yet. You know what that old saying? They say love is blind. Now I can see it, I'm leaving it all behind. Too many heartaches, too many tears. I know I could be happy if myself wasn't here.
All right, the program's Lyrics and Legends. On the phone with us out of San Antonio, Texas, is Augie Myers. He's one of the founding members of the Sir Douglas Quintet and also the Texas Tornadoes.
And, yeah, I'm old enough to remember the Sir Douglas Quintet.
Well, I had older brothers and sisters that listened to that stuff, so I heard it as well in the 60s. So.
You know, Augie playing the Vox organ on with Sir Douglas and the Quintet, that sound that he created with that group got copied by groups like the Doors and the Kinks and even the Beatles and the Animals. They all had used that sound that Augie created.
You bet. Yeah. That...
When we were in England, John Lennon and George came in, and so did Paul. But John wanted to know how I got my Vox sound. They didn't have super reverb amplifiers. In England, they had a what they call an Echoplex that the continuous tape just rolled around, and that was a reverb, which was terrible. So they played my keyboard, and they said, man, with my super reverb amp. And they said, and a week or two later, all through England was nothing but super reverb amps, you know. Wow. A picture of me playing the Vox organ on it.
Then you lived overseas for a while there, too, and then...
In Sweden, I lived in Stockholm.
And then...
Then in the wintertime, it got 35 below zero, and I said, now I'm going to go back home for a while.
So did Doug have some health problems over there and come back to Canada or something? Or did it...
No, he Doug didn't like hot weather. He used to tell me, man, I'm going up to Canada, and I'm going to go here, I'm going to go there. I just can't take the hot weather. But he was, let me tell you what he would do in the hot weather. One time we played with Johnny Bush somewhere, and here comes Doug in 100% wool coat and jacket, Western jacket, and Johnny Bush said, Doug, it's about 95 degrees out here. Aren't you hot in that coat? He said, yeah, but I look cool. That was Doug, man.
That's great.
Yeah.
The album you mentioned earlier called Country, there's a couple of cuts off it we want to try to get in here before we run smooth out of time. One of them is called The Pain of Her Leaving, and you said, I think Bobby Flores plays on this with you?
Yeah, on Good Chance for Romance.
Okay, let's do The Pain of Her Leaving first, and then we'll come back and we'll talk about Good Chance for Romance. How about that?
All right.
She took all my memories. Some were good, some were bad. Took the brand new car in the front porch swing. She took everything we ever had. Why, she took the dogs and the cats and the hanging plants and all the pictures on the wall. But the pain of her leaving is all she left behind. I know that I still care, 'cause the pain's always there to remind me of a love we used to share. But as time goes on by, I'll just sit back and slowly die from the pain that she left behind.
She said she wanted back everything she ever gave me, and I felt the emptiness of gone. Why, she took my parakeet called Sunshine. She took everything she'd get her damn hands on. Why, she even took time out just to turn around to see what else she could take. But the pain of her leaving is all she left behind. Yes, the pain of her leaving is all she left behind.
The song you just heard was The Pain of Her Leaving on the phone with us, Augie Myers, Buck.
Oh, man, that was a great song.
All right.
Great song.
We got another one coming up we want to get in here, and this is called Good Chance for Romance with Augie and Bobby Flores.
I bet that whole album is just really good.
We're going to listen to Good Chance for Romance with Augie Myers and Bobby Flores, and we're going to be back to wrap this thing up, Buck. We're going to run out of time.
Crank that thing up. I can't wait to hear that one.
We'll be back in just a few minutes.
There's a good chance for romance tonight. The way she smiles at me so bright, I'm just taking a guess, she's gonna say yes. There's a good chance for romance tonight. If I'm right, we'll be loving tonight, locked in each other's arms so tight. If I ain't wrong, we'll be loving all night long. There's a good chance for romance tonight. If she's not the one, I'll still be having fun, 'cause I don't let nothing get me down. 'Cause tomorrow's another day, and another might come my way. Then I'll smile and you can hear me say, there's a good chance for romance tonight. The way she smiles at me, I know it's right. I'm just taking a guess, but she's gonna say yes. There's a good chance for romance tonight. Not the one, I'll still be having fun, 'cause I don't let nothing get me down. 'Cause tomorrow's another day, and another might come my way. Then I'll smile and you can hear me say, there's a good chance for romance tonight. Locked in each other's arms so tight. If I ain't wrong, we'll be loving all night long. There's a good chance for romance tonight. There's a good chance for romance tonight.
All right, well, the program's Lyrics and Legends. We have just had a ton of fun, and really, sincerely, I want to thank Augie Myers for taking time to visit with us. It's always neat to get somebody that's just been as well respected in the music industry as you have to take time to visit with a little old station up here in the Texas Panhandle.
I really have fun. Thank you. You know, it's my grandpa used to tell me, I'm going to just let you go, that it ain't having too little that makes you poor. You're just poor for wanting too much.
Well, there you go. True. That's a pretty good way to look at it.
You know, I was going to say, Gary, you mentioned it was a ton of fun. Well, there's two of us here, so we've had two tons of fun. Augie, it's been great having you here with us.
We usually do a deal at the end of our program called the Department of Shameless Plugs that tells people how to book artists or find their stuff. And I figured out you don't do a lot of technology, so I don't know. I suppose if somebody wanted to find your music, they can. Your grandson's probably got it on Spotify or YouTube or.
Get it on a CD Baby or
CD Baby, all right.
Or Amazon, or you do. My son runs it. My grandson runs it. It's called AugieMyers.com. You know.
All right, that's where we were able to dig you up and connect you. Was on AugieMyers.com. So anyway, man, if you're out there and you're listening to this and you're not familiar with Augie Myers, you've got a little taste of it, and go watch a few of those Texas Tornado videos, and you're going to want to watch that Sir Douglas Quintet video with Augie pounding on that Vox.
Oh, man, he does a thing with that long hair of his, too, that you've just got to see.
And somebody asked me the other day, said, you ever cut your hair? And I said, hell no, my age is falling out.
Augie Myers from San Antonio, Texas. Buck, this is one we're going to remember for a while.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for calling in, sir.
If you send me a copy, I appreciate it, man.
We will. We'll give you my word. All right, man. Thanks a bunch for helping us out.
Y'all have a nice evening.
All right. Yeah. Thanks, Augie.
Bye.
This has been another edition of Lyrics and Legends with your host, Gary Ware. Join us next time here on Legends 92.9.